伙伴朋友们，早上神与你同在，欢迎来到灵的人生四十三点零。这是我们第三次一起进食，一起灵修。那我们今天我们正式走进了第三周十五天到第二十一天。那么呢，这周呢，我们就走进了是整理调整我们生命的时候。那在过去两周会有很多的搅动，很多的搅拌，很多的压碎，很多的炸弹不断的在爆发，我们就像在排雷一样。之前我们没有发觉生命里面那么多地雷，但是你做了第一年，做了第二年，第三年，你会发觉每一年的雷都不一样，每一年的搅动都几乎不一样。或者甚至是有些人第一年的是脾气，第二年的是更深沉的脾气，第三年是更加深沉的脾气。那也没关系，这我们不断的让这个雷被排出去。那来到第三周的时候，我相信大家已经步伐已经慢慢的可以来到去维持这个步伐了。每天就是吃素菜，或者是每天是流吃的，你的身体状况已经可以越来越沉淀下来了。那正是我们整理我们生命的时候了。那我们有很多被挖出去的，我们要怎么呢？让圣灵的充满补上，圣灵的浇灌补上，圣灵的能力补上。所以这是整理调整生命的一周。愿这整周圣灵与你从早上到下午到末了一整天都同在。感谢耶稣，我相信大家都越来越享受这样的步伐。那我不多说了，我们就准备我们的心，我们来到准备今天的灵修时刻。伙伴朋友们，再次的欢迎大家来到圣灵四十早灵修。这是第十八天的灵的人生四十三点零。我相信到了十八天，大家已经渐渐的已经习惯了，已经熟悉了进食的步伐啊。希望你一切安好，希望你也渐渐的享受这个进食所带给我们的每一样的美好。阿们，阿们。那今天呢，要跟大家分享的是圣灵如鸽子啊，圣灵如鸽子。我们翻开马太福音三章十六节，我们可以看到呢，耶稣受了洗，随即从水里上来，天忽然为他开了，他就看见神的灵仿佛鸽子降下，落在他身上。这里的鸽子这里的仿佛呢我们可以在原文里面看到是 Jose 呢，可以被翻译叫就好像是，或者仿佛，或者如同。所以在这里呢，你也可以翻译叫圣灵如同鸽子降下，落在耶稣的身上。那我们大家在想这鸽子的时候，可能你会想到哦，鸽子代表是温柔，鸽子代表温和，鸽子代表和平，鸽子代表和蔼和亲的一种和平现象。哦，我想这都对哦，这在鸽子的这个象征哈、对于我们大家认可的象征，大概在这个范围哈、但是我们不妨我们看看圣经到底是怎么讲的哈、那如果我们看这个回到原文哈、我们来到看马太福音第十章十六节说。我差你们去，如同羊进了狼群，所以你们要灵巧像蛇，寻粮像鸽子。那在这里所用的寻粮，它的原文是 它的原文是 Akeroi。 Akeroi 的意思呢是讲到未混杂的、纯真的、无邪的，也就是说是单纯的、清洁的、干净的、没有不良动机的、没有诡诈的、纯净纯洁的心啊，在这里是讲到这点。所以大概我们也可以知道圣灵也代表着这样的一个意义哦。那如果我们再看下去的时候呢，我们可以看到呢，格子也代表是一种的纯洁，代表一种的圣洁哈。所以在一个的这个一个的这个的一个的圣灵的运作啊，圣灵如格子里面，我们可以看到它不只是讲到圣灵的运作，它也讲到是圣灵的一种的一种的特征，甚至它的一些的品它的一些的品行，它的品行特征也在里面哈。当然格子也代表一种的柔顺、温和与温柔哈。好，那我们如果讲到圣灵如格子的时候，哇，那我们就知道这是何等的丰富哈。那一般上呢，你想象看哈，那如果一阵圣灵格子飞的时候，它就有点像是外面的风，对不对？那如果这个风呢，再加上温柔、温和、圣洁、纯洁、纯净、干净、洁净、和平啊，那就是那个味道哈。所以我们知道呢，当我们每当哈，每当当我们来到跟圣灵亲近的时候哦，如果它是这样的一个特征，你也有这样的特征，你就发觉呢，它特别特别喜欢亲近你，它特别特别喜欢靠近你哦，因为你就有这样的一个特征在里面。所以呢，这个时候呢，让我再次的想起哈，我记得在零的成长系列呢，有跟大家分享过哈，就是这一个叫神同在的秘诀，或者讲到神同在的七颗心哈。那这七颗心里面呢，你能看到呢，我们大家都很想亲近神，都很想得着神的同在，都很想摸着神。但是为什么有些人特别容易摸着神，有些人摸来摸去好像都摸不到？那这因为很简单哦，圣经里面告诉我们说呢，其实当我们有这样的状况的时候，这样的情况的时候，你就能遇见神。就比如说清心的人有福了，因为他们必见神。那清心是什么呢？清心其实就是心静、心地纯洁、纯洁、纯净、洁净，没有不当的行为啊，这叫什么呢？这叫纯净啊。当然也包括是我们是清洁的，我们是纯洁的，我们是洁净的，我们是纯洁的心的。圣经说这样的人什么呢？要与王为友哦。圣经里面也讲到什么呢？也讲到虚心的人有福了，因为天国属于他们的。那虚心是什么呢？虚心就是渴慕神，饥渴慕义神，在灵里告诉神我是缺乏的，就是说灵里承认自己贫穷的人哈。OK， 那如果我们在看的时候，圣经说什么呢？他说呢，不要阻止这些小孩到我的面前，因为为什么呢？我实在的告诉你们，凡要承受神的国，若不像小孩子，断不能进去。所以这里讲到像小孩子是什么呢？像小孩子就是单纯、简单、谦卑、降卑、无心机哈。所以那圣经里面也讲到说什么呢？讲到说谁能登耶和华的山呢？莫非是什么呢？莫非是心守节清心，不向虚妄， 岂是不怀诡诈的？也就是谁呢？也就是我们可以看到是心里没有诡诈的，没有心机，动机纯洁，正直、笔直、公正、正义的人啊。圣经里面也讲到说什么呢？人非圣洁就不能见主的面，对不对？所以呢，这里又讲到圣洁的部分啊。啊，当然，我们圣经里面我们也可以看到，天国是为谁预备的？是为努力进去人，就是借力进去的人哈。啊，最后一点呢，我们能看到呢，就是人非有信就不能讨神的喜悦，也不能到神的面前哈。所以这里讲的是信心。所以我们可以看到呢，一个圣灵的运作，就是圣灵如鸽子，它就占了五颗星。也就是说呢，如果说我们真的可以融进圣灵如鸽子的这种亲近的靠近，那首先它是温柔的，它是纯净的，它是洁净的，它是和平的，它是圣洁的，同样他也会愿意去遇见圣洁的我们，正直的我们，没有诡诈的我们，单纯的我们，纯净的我们，正直的我们，干净的我们。所以这时候两者就能更加容易连接在一起。所以呢，在这个圣灵如鸽子里面，我们真的看到呢，圣灵真的不只是告诉我们他的运作，他也告诉我们，如果要连接与他的运作，我们真的要像他一样的这样的情况，这两者才能连接在一起。而且这种的连接还带有极强的一种甜蜜与甜美。我在之前有跟大家说，圣灵呢，他的品行，他的特征是什么呢？温柔、温和、甜美、甜蜜、爱意、浓意，这深深的可以在圣灵如鸽子的这个特征里面我们可以看到。所以圣灵如鸽子，你就发觉那种亲密连接，那种的紧紧相遇的关系。所以伙伴朋友们，如果你真的想经历圣灵如鸽子，首先你真的要有圣灵的这些品行，那你更加容易经历跟他连接，让你的心都融化，让你的心里面心灵最深处都可以得到饱满，得到满足。接下来给大家预备了一首歌，如同百歌带着恩典翔然降临。所以这首歌呢是很简单的一首歌，但是它可以唱出圣灵如鸽子的流，好叫我们今天早上我们都一起来到跟圣灵如鸽子相依、相靠、相近、相连的紧紧的连接在一起。我记得在我生命当中，我前几次在经历这圣灵的时候，圣灵就给我经历到如鸽子降在我的身上，我的心暖了，我的人化了，我的全人都柔了，我说话，我讲话，我谈天，都变成了另外一个人，因为圣灵如鸽子融化了以诺，融化了我的刚硬，融化了我的脾气，融化了我里面很多的角角边边、坑坑扣扣，以致我真的经历到了圣灵的温柔、圣灵的温和、圣灵的甜美、圣灵的甜蜜、圣灵的爱意、圣灵的浓意。加油，伙伴朋友们！如同河水。 感谢耶稣，我相信我们刚刚有一段很好的时间来到去再次的来到去默想我们曾经学过的课程，我的圣灵系列。那我相信我们在去默想去重新的来到去复习，甚至是在这个灵修版的时候，我们会看到不同的亮光。那我在这个早上要告诉你，圣灵其实是我们每一位的好朋友，我们的知己，我们亲密的伙伴，我们的闺蜜，我们的哥们。那接下来的30分钟，我们会用简易灵祷告秘籍一起来为这一次我们一起进食的伙伴兄弟们姐妹们用5分钟来到为素食进食祷告的，来到守望祷告用方言，过后再用5分钟为流质进食的来祷告，同样是5分钟，过后10分钟为你的婚姻你的家人，再10分钟为你的教会你的牧师。加油伙伴朋友们，开始用灵一起来祷告。
Hallelujah. Amen. Joel chapter 2, verse 25 to 27. It says, I will restore to you the years that the swarming locust has eaten, the upper, the destroyer, and the cutter, my great army which I sent among you. You shall eat in plenty and be satisfied, and praise the name of the Lord your God, who has dealt wondrously with you. And my people shall never again be put to shame. You shall know that I am in the midst of Israel, and that I am the Lord your God. There is none else. And my people shall never again be put to shame. Amen. He said they will restore the years that the locust has eaten. They will restore everything that has been missing in the past. He said you shall eat in plenty and shall be satisfied. So we are going to be praying for restoration for the year 2023, and also praying against the spirit of stagnation. Just open up your mouth and begin to blast in the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, we come against every spirit of stagnation.
in this new year, we decree, be gone in the name of Jesus. Every spirit of stagnation, trying to hold us bound, trying to stop us from making progress. In this new year, we decree, be gone in the name of Jesus. We decree, be gone in the name of Jesus. In 2023, we are making progress. In the name of Jesus. In 2023, we are making progress. In the name of Jesus. We decree in 2023, we will not be stagnant. In the name of Jesus. We will not be static. In the name of Jesus. We decree that we are attaining heights. We decree we are growing. We decree we are attaining heights. We decree we are growing. In the name of Jesus. We decree stagnation be gone. In the name of Jesus. In 2023, we will not be stagnant. In 2023, we decree we will not be stagnant. Whatever did not work in the previous year, we decree and we declare, in the year 2023, you are working in the name of Jesus. Whatever did not work out for us in the previous years, we decree in the name of Jesus, you are working for our good. In 2023, all things are working for our good. In the name of Jesus, all things. We come against every spirit. We come against every presence. We come against every creature that is stopping us from making progress. We spill the blood of Jesus. We speak the blood of Jesus. We speak the blood of Jesus. I decree that in 2023, we will testify in the name of Jesus. In 2023, we will testify in the name of Jesus. In 2023, we will testify. Kalamanaka Rans Kopalagado. We will testify. The devil will not limit us. In the name of Jesus. The devil will not hold us bound. In the name of Jesus. I decree restoration. In the name of Jesus. The years that the locust has eaten, I decree restoration. In the name of Jesus. I decree that the years that the caterpillars have eaten, in the name of Jesus, be restored. In 2023, we shall eat in plenty. In the name of Jesus. In 2023, you will not be put to shame. In the name of Jesus. In 2023, I decree that the plans of the enemies will not come to pass. In the name of Jesus. Ragatana Magada, in 2023, I decree and I declare, you will testify in the name of Jesus. You will testify in the name of Jesus. You will testify. Ragata legepa, elekepa legade, eragapa legade, elika legade, elebraga legade, elegade legade.
Second Chronicles 20 verse 20. Early in the morning they left for the desert of Tekoa. As they set up, Jehoshaphat stood and said, listen to me, Judah and people of Jerusalem. Have faith in the Lord your God, and you will be upheld. Have faith in his prophet, and you will be successful. All I want you to do is to believe in what God has said, and you will experience success like never before. And in the name of Jesus, I decree in the year 2023, the spirit of stagnation be gone in the name of Jesus. In the year 2023, the spirit of stagnation be gone in the name of Jesus.
the year 2023, the spirit of stagnation, be gone in the name of Jesus. Every spirit stopping you from making progress, Ramatatolebele, I decree in the name of Jesus, be gone in the name of Jesus, be gone in the name of Jesus. In 2023, you will testify. Ragapalegoto, you will testify. In the name of Jesus, you will testify. In the name of Jesus, you will testify. Amen. I would like you to say this with me. In 2023, I will testify. You can drop it on the comment section. Say it. Mean what you say. In 2023, I will testify. In 2023, I will testify. In 2023, I will testify. Thank you, Jesus. Abandele broko sobandele braga bandele korogo don sepele godo. Ramba bele konde braka pare koto subramale korogo don. Ray mandele broko ton sapandele broko ton de kipa. Ibandele broko ton da pale broko ton sapale godo. Ribra katande belisu branda paraga tanda legodo. E ribarraga tonde pele corrogo tonde pelhisso rogodo. Ramende le pande brocoton sa panda legede. E ramande brocoton de capaleco. E pele caparaga dande calibro godon sapa. E raga pande le brocoton de legodo. E raga de mende ni manca pale corrogo ton si pane. Ible bande kile koraga bande le konda bragada. Errande le male costa pande le corrandi pa. Irragato macatele corrogo tonda babanda. E me cande le brogo tonda pale barragado. Errande pele corrogo onde pale casagabande. E mende ragatonda pale corragatande che. Iman bandi ni mande ne ni panda cara. Irramele corrogo sabande le corragada. Irramende le pandi le costa panda cani. E me corranga da ni mande le corraga tande pa. Irramme costa pa candele corramana. Irrababanda babande copane. E pele corraga panda le corranda ca. E raga pande borroco sa. Hey, just build up yourself in your most holy faith. Allow the Holy Spirit pray through you. When you pray in tongues, you don't pray with your own understanding. You pray according to the Spirit. Allow the Spirit speak through you. You are just a vessel. A vessel to speak the will of the Father. Erremandele porroco tomaca, irrandele marraga tonda pacada, e capandale corramande requeteni, ibramanda ragadanda capandale gere, e reke panda capanda de corrogodo, irramande reketonda parragado, e raga panda le corrogoto, e raga sana ma papa, e pequendo lo corramande kerani, irrama pandele corragado. Pana, isandele corraga tagada mama, e pegetena carragatonda pa, itlebans capando, e meni capanda calecoto, e mabanda le corrogoto, e raga panda le coro. Hey, therefore I speak to the sickness. You do not have a place in this body. Erragata, I speak to this sickness. You do not have a place in this body. And I decree in the name of Jesus, leave this body right now. Ragapanda le korogodo. The Bible said that by his stripes you were healed. He sent his word and the word brought about your healing. So I decree and I declare and make bold declarations in the place of prayer, that by the shrines of Jesus Christ, you have been healed. Raga pandelo korogoto, el raga tene makapa, ele magetona bakada. When you pray in tongues, the whole universe responds to your voice. You speak the tongues of angels, not the tongues of men. So the devil cannot understand what you're saying, because the language you speak is a mystery to him. Just want to blame the gift of God. Just want to blame the gift of God. Just want to blame the gift of God in you. Just want to blame, want to blame. Just want to play Rabba Katane, Eka Panda Le Korogoto, Irama Kesoba Katanile, Ipala Katoko Rogoto, Eragato Magapalekoso, E Magatana Karagado, Iraman de Le Korogo Pandalekone, E Pagapanda Kanaka Nekononikata, Egeleko Sokopanakata, Eraga Pandaliko Ronde, Ipanda Le Korogo Somani, Ikana Kantele Kopana, Ekanda Kayako Soni, Ipanda Le Korogoto, Iragatone. I decree and I declare, in the name of Jesus, you are healed from the crown of your head down to the sole of your feet. Eragatone, Papa. Egedegete. I decree healing in the name of Jesus. I decree your total redemption from that sickness. I decree healing in the name of Jesus. I decree that sick organ is restored. I decree that dying organ is restored. I decree that dying bone is restored. I decree in the name of Jesus, diabetes, you are gone in the name of Jesus. Diabetes, you are gone in the name of Jesus. Arthritis, you are gone in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, that kidney failure, I command you right now, leave this body in the name of Jesus. That brain tumor, I command you in the name of Jesus, leave this body. Ragatomagada, I decree in the name of Jesus, your body is the temple of the Lord, not the temple of sickness. So I come boldly in the name above every other name, that every sickness, every disease that is not of God, anything in your body that is not of God dwelling in you, in the name of Jesus, I decree according to the word of God. The Bible says, decree a thing and it will come to pass. Decree a thing and it will be established. So I come in the name of the higher priesthood to make bold declarations that the sickness in your body leaves your body right now. I make bold declarations that that disease is gone in the name of Jesus. No longer, no longer will it dwell in your body. Galatians 2:26. I have been crucified to Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. You have been crucified to Christ. It is no longer you that live, but Yeshua HaMashiach, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Rose of Sharon, he that sits in heaven and watches the affairs of men, he that decrees a thing, and it is established, dwells in you. So I decree in the name of Jesus, whatever has not died in your body that is not of God, right now I decree, die in the name of Jesus. When Christ died on the cross, that your sickness was crucified. When Christ died on the cross, that disease was crucified. When Christ died on the cross, that fibroid was crucified. When Christ died on the cross, that issue of blood, that issue of blood was crucified. I don't care what the doctors call it. I don't care what the medical practitioner calls it. All I know that there is a God. There is a God who performs great miracles. There is a God who does great and mighty things. And I come in the name of this higher priesthood. And I decree, and I declare, and I prophesy. I make bold declaration in the place of prayer. Get out from this body. I don't know what the doctor has said. Probably they've said that you cannot come out from that disease. Maybe they've said that this is the end. For I come to you in the name of Jesus to decree that sickness is gone. Cancer be gone in the name of Jesus. Cancer be gone in the name of Jesus. Ulcer be gone in the name of Jesus. Ragababanaka esakapa. I decree in the name of Jesus. Be gone. Epakalagadoni. I decree in the name of Jesus. Be gone. Elepapapapapa. I decree in the name of Jesus. Be gone. In the name of Jesus, be gone. In the name of Jesus, be gone. In the name of Jesus, be gone. Ega panaka sondara, eraga pandeneke, ikamandele kosa, eke teke papapa, erekete ne papana, elekete. The Bible says, though the enemy comes as a flood, the Lord shall raise a standard. I'm here to say to you that the standard has already been raised. And that standard is the Holy Spirit in you. Acts chapter 1 verse 8. He says, and you shall receive power after the Holy Spirit has come upon you. And you shall be my witness. Mark 15 says, the signs shall follow those that believe. In my name they shall speak in new tongues. They shall lay their hands on the sick and the sick shall be healed. They shall pick up their things and it will never. In the name of Jesus, because I am a believer and you are a believer. And because I believe in the name of Jesus and you also believe in the name and the power at work in the earth, I decree right now, in the name of Jesus, you sickness from the pits of hell, ragapandekoto, I decree be expelled, ragato, I decree get out, in the name of Jesus, I cast out that demon, I cast out that devil, 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 rogopanagatanaka, God has restored your health, God has restored your health. If you can hear me, I would love you to scream for joy. God has restored your health. God has restored your health. God has restored your health. I want you to say this in the comment section. I am a believer. If you believe in the prayers that have just been said, I would like you to just drop a comment. Say something. I am a believer. I am a believer. Because Christ died on the cross, I have been healed. Ara katan de peleko sapan de libro kotonda pa riban de le koro koton de pelhibro koton sapale koto ra kan de po sapan de le ko ra kan de le libro kopan de le koramen de le para katon sapa. Rabele kuragatan de le brokoton sapale kuragatan. Eriba bande le brokoton de peliko sapande le konda. Emaka pale kuragapande le kurabande le ko sapande le koto. Rande bas kopande li solo kotosha. Iramendo broko sapande le kuragatan de pelhi sorandi. Repelhiko branda karapa pandele korapan era pandele kobroko sokopandele koragatan erre mando brokoton de pelhiko ragatan aniba ibandele polagatan de rekoto bramande erra mando brokoton de palhesa lakandele brokoto irra bandele koraga pandele koragaton da paneni. Ibandele koragaton da braka paragaten. Ibandele brokoton sapale korandeke. Iramande brokoton da pale koragatan. Irandele mande raka sobramandele koraga pani. Ibandele brokoton da pale godo. Irabandele kurapa pandele koro. Irramandele koramande reke sapanda pa. Epele kolaga panda reko tobra kata. Eleketen kapandeleko irakatso brandeleko ramandilekeni ebele babaske bandele bando sobrane eraga bandeleko raga bandeleko rapapa. When you pray in tongues, you don't pray with your understanding. At this moment, your mind is unfruitful. You pray by the Spirit, you don't pray by what you know. But the Spirit speaks to your heart. The Spirit makes an intercession for you with groanings that cannot be uttered. Eraman. So when we pray in tongues, we don't pray by our understanding. We pray by the Spirit. The Spirit prays through us. The Spirit speaks through us. Eraga pandelo kurama kato. Erabele kuraga ton de brakata. Eragata na 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 na. E ba 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 banda ka ba 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 ba. E me ka bala ka ton sa baleno rogodo. Eraga tama gatele kuraga pane. E ba ba bande ko bala gato. E banda rego ton sa pa. Eragata ne mele korogodo. E banda regato parane meleko. E ramas ke banda le korabade. E raba baba babanda pa. E pekendo sapa legede. E ragata mama mama. E ramande le koparagato. E raga bande le koragapa. E katana na na na. E papa papa pa. E pagata le korogoto. E ragato papa papa. E ragato pa legede. And in the name of Jesus, I decree every chain holding you down. In the name of Jesus, I decree every power holding you down. Rababandeko, I decree be broken now. In the name of Jesus, every power holding your business, be broken now. In the name of Jesus, every power holding your family. Ragababapa, every evil voice, every evil power holding you back, stopping you from making progress. Ragato palagato. I decree in the name that is above every other name, the name of Jesus, be broken. Ragata magelo kosopana. I decree be broken. Rema bandele kosogodo. Iman kantele koragapa. E me kandele ke palagatona. E me kenikopa. E sale korogoto. I ragata nama. E peketege papa. Ele mamana garagato. Ele bandele kosopapa. Ele papapa. Ephesians 6:12 says, for we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, rulers of darkness in high places. And the Bible also made us to understand that Christ has been made the head of all principalities and power. And since Christ is the head, we are the body. We also reign above principalities and power. So it is an insult to your identity as a believer to be under the shackles of the enemy. So I decree in the name of Jesus, every chain holding you down, ragapalakoso, every chain stopping you from making progress, randole pakasonana, every chain stopping you from achieving what God has destined for you, in the name of Jesus, I command you right now, Rababandelekoso, be broken. Ragatana makalekosa pane. I decree in the name of Jesus, be broken. Ragato lagabandelekoso. Epekete negetegeto. Ragatana ma. I speak to you, demon. This body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, not the temple of diseases, not your temple. This body belongs to Jesus. Ragatona Baba. And I stand in a place of prayers to make full declaration in the name of Jesus. Every chain holding you bound, Ragatopana, in the name of Jesus, be broken. Every chain holding your business, be broken. Every chain holding your family, your marriages, every chain holding your life, every chain stopping you from making progress in life, in the name of Jesus, I command you right now, be broken. In the name of Jesus, I command you right now, be broken in the name of Jesus. I command you right now, be broken, lose your grief. Ragatone, who the Son of God has set free, is free indeed. All things have passed away. Indeed, all things, all things have been made new. You are a new man in Christ Jesus. You were crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, you live. Yet not you and I, but Christ lives in us. Rakatoa, and the life which I live in the flesh, the life which you live in the flesh, you live by the faith of the Son of God, who loves you and gave himself for you. So I decree in the name of Jesus that you have been crucified with Christ, not because of what you did, but because of what Christ did. And I make bold declaration that whatever that is not of God dwelling in you right now, I decree, get out. Ragapalagato, elepagato. Yes, I would love you to say this words with me. I have been set free from the shackles of the enemies. Let's say it again. I have been set free from the shackles of the enemies. I am no longer in bondage. I am a free man in Christ Jesus. I am no longer in bondage. Abba. Ragabalakatopada. I am a free man in Christ Jesus. I am no longer in bondage. And right now I decree your freedom. Right now I decree your freedom. In the name of Jesus. Right now I decree your freedom. Hey, decree that I am free. Yes, you are a free man in Christ Jesus. Right now I decree your freedom. Right now I decree your freedom. Right now I decree your freedom. Rejoice, for you have been made free. Rejoice that you are a free man. Rejoice, for you are a free man. Christ has made you free. God has made you free. God has made me free. God has made us free. We are free. Ragabababababa. Emanale kosokopadaka. Rebababandele kopadakatana kapakatonokoto. Rebondo sopalika dakande kos. Rababababa. The Bible says in Romans 10, 9-10, if you believe in your heart, Lord Jesus, and confess with your mouth that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved.
有恩惠慈爱随着我，我却要。
感谢耶稣，哇，每天早上一个多小时的灵修，我们真的发觉到，哇，好像离宝座越来越近了，离我们的神越来越近了。伙伴朋友们，我们继续带着敬拜祷告与神同在的心，从早上到下午到末了，今天一整天都活在他的同在里。愿我们今天不管你上班，你上学，你做家务，你到菜市场，你跟邻居，都记得圣灵就住在我们的里面，陪伴着我们今天一整天。我是你的朋友，你的伙伴，你的知己，你知心的朋友，我叫以诺。